Okay, maybe we're tired of Celine Dion, but Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and that means it's time for love songs. Popular love songs can set the perfect mood, but some people, like our music critic Michelle Mercer, yearn for something different.
The problem with most love songs today is their failure to express the ambiguity and ambivalence of romance. So this Valentine's Day, I decided to look for some realistic love songs. This turned out to be a tall order, about as difficult as finding true love itself. My friend's suggestions for real love songs were frankly disturbing. There was The Police's Every Breath You Take, which I'd always considered a stalker anthem, a cautionary tale. There was Lucinda Williams' Sweet Side, about someone who tries to love a battered, uncommunicative person. But that's about dysfunction, not ambiguity. My happily married friend Jan smugly suggested Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but that's about avoiding love altogether. Then Jan redeemed herself with this idea. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas' Jimmy Mack, from 1967. In the song's true-to-life scenario, the singer asks, "When are you coming back?" Not because her heart is bleeding to death for Jimmy Mack, but because she's starting to get interested in another guy. The song's hurry back or else threat is subversively hidden in the sweet girl group vocals. Of course, even when you're mature enough to be committed to one person, there can still be trouble. My agent Dave proposed a song befitting that situation, You Don't Make It Easy, Babe, by the young singer-songwriter Josh Ritter. Like Bob Dylan, Ritter sounds like he finds solace in the uncertain tremble of his own voice.
Here I am standing at your window again, waiting for you to say go away or come in. I'm your locked doors, worst knocker, I'm your curtain's best friend. Trying hard to love you, you don't make it easy, babe.
Although Ritter's lyrics bravely surrender to a less than perfect situation, the music is a little faint-hearted. What I'm really looking for is a song that actually makes ambiguity positive, a song that acknowledges love's complications while celebrating its potential. And for me, Van Morrison's Astral Weeks is the song. He goes for the mysterious heart of the love issue, and in the meantime, he finds ecstasy in his music.
Could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes? Laying you down, silence is the ache to be born again. To be born again. From the far side of the ocean, if I put the wheels in motion, then I stand with my arms behind me, and push another door.
Van Morrison revels in love as a kind of heaven, while still dealing with its earthly dissatisfaction. At least, that's what I think he's saying. Van Morrison's lyrics are so impressionistic that nobody really knows what they mean. But at the same time, you know they're true. Kind of like love.
It's easy to be born again. To be born again. There you go.
Music critic Michelle Mercer.
Talking to you to let better, showing pictures on the wall.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.